It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is a developing story from overnight. The community of Santaquin reeling this morning after a police officer in their town was hit and killed by a semi-truck. And police say it was a deliberate act.
Police, family, and leaders from around the state are coming together to honor and remember the officer who died. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage in the line of duty from outside the Santaquin City Hall. Adam?
Amanda, police say the first 911 call came in early yesterday morning saying someone was standing on a semi-trailer on northbound I-15. Now, the Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled that semi over, but they say the driver took off, turned around the wrong way, and hit both their cars as well as the officer who was outside of their vehicle. They died on the scene. Lieutenant Mike Wallace with the Santaquin Police Department.
Our entire department is hurt. And the family of the officer is hurt. Because of a senseless act by one individual.
Santaquin residents were told to shelter in place for several hours while police looked for the suspect, 42-year-old Mike Jean, who is now in custody. This morning outside City Hall, there is a patrol car lined with flowers, stuffed animals, American flags, and blue and black ribbons tied on light posts, trees, all around City Hall as they commemorate their fallen officer. Live in Santaquin, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The brother of that Santaquin officer who was killed spoke exclusively with KSL TV last night.
Everybody out there listening, I can give them any advice. It's to hold your loved ones a little tighter.
We aren't using his name until his brother's name is officially released by the Santaquin Police Department. He says the family is appreciative of all the support they've been receiving.
I mean, the Santaquin PD, Nephi Payson, all those guys are amazing. Highway Patrol, all those guys. I know that they, gave some police escorts today to try and help people. Some of my other family members get through the traffic that was involved in that whole mess, and they went above and beyond, and they've been nothing but great.
He says his brother loved being an officer and serving others, and that he died a hero.
Utahns around the state are showing their support after the Santaquin officer's death. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Peter?
Amanda, hundreds of Utahns joined first responder crews on top of freeway overpasses everywhere to wave handheld flags and drape bigger ones from the concrete walls. Underneath was a silent procession of dozens of officers on motorcycles and vehicles accompanying the body of the fallen officer.
I think we might have lost him. We did hear from Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson, who says that law enforcement is a pillar of the community.
We respect them. We love them. They are an integral part of our city. This is a tough loss for us.
We'll hear more from Peter Johnston later this morning.
We're also digging into the background of the suspect, who police say was driving that semi-truck, and he has several past violent run-ins with police. Here's KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
What we know so far is that his rap sheet goes back to at least 2001, when he was charged with obstruction and resisting an officer in California. And then in 2009, he was convicted of attempting to run down police while wearing an illegally owned bulletproof vest in Oregon. And then a few years later, in 2011, 17 charges were filed against him, including assaults on correctional officers. He was also the center of a federal case in 2014 for a firearms violation. He was reportedly released from prison in 2021. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Utah's law enforcement community is showing up to support the Santaquin Police Department and will stay involved during these painful next steps. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce reports.
I saw officers from Salem, Spanish Fork, Provo, and Lone Peak alongside state troopers on Sunday doing everything from securing the crime scene to offering patrol shifts and more. The Santaquin Fire Department was out directing traffic. All of that so the Santaquin police family could take a breath and start to understand their loss. Other departments have also pledged to help cover patrols in the coming days. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Another way people are showing support for the fallen officer is by displaying the color blue. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that part of the story. Michael?
Tim, Santaquin's community page online had this message. Quote, if you have lights on your house, change them to blue tonight in honor of the fallen officer. Close quote. Blue is also being seen elsewhere. On Spanish Fork's community Facebook page, school kids in Payson, Salem, and Santa Quinn are asked to wear blue today in honor of the fallen officer. Commenters responded that they'll do the same thing in Juab and Springville. It's just a few examples of how people across the Wasatch Front are showing support to Santa Quinn PD and the officer's family. Reporting live, Michael Kimmett, KSL News Radio.
There will be a procession today as the fallen officer's body is moved from the medical examiner's office back to Santa Quinn. That will take place during the 10 a.m. hour. Then Santa Quinn police will be giving us more details today at noon. You can read a lot more about all of these stories and get continued updates on our website, kslnewsradio.com.
Messy morning out there. Let's get your first look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. Andy?
Emergency traffic. Two right lanes of the freeway blocked. I-15 and Draper near Bangor Highway. The exit ramp to Bangor blocked. And we've got traffic backed all the way to Timpanogos Highway now. It's also stacking up on Redwood Road and Mountain View as you approach Redwood to turn into 2100 North. Still have southbound 15 backups through Clearfield from a crash and then from Kaysville to Farmington because of huge pools of water on the road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. Things will likely remain wet for the next day or so.
Another piece of trailing energy follows through with this low pressure system Tuesday morning early, so Tuesday morning commute could be wet again by Tuesday afternoon. Scattered rain showers, 48 the high. Then working into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be drying out with highs in the 50s and 60s.
Things should warm up gradually throughout the week.
KSL's top national stories now. More graduation ceremonies saw some brief interruptions over the weekend and war protest encampments cleared. We get the update this morning from ABC's M. Nguyen.
Police arresting more war protesters on college campuses. At least 25 arrested at the University of Virginia this weekend. In Southern California, police clearing an encampment at USC and at UCLA after violent protests last week. Officials are now hiring the former Sacramento police chief to oversee the school's police department.
The Northeastern graduation ceremony held at Fenway Park was briefly paused when protesters started walking through the crowd, including a man carrying a Palestinian flag toward the stage.
Two homes were burned and two others damaged when a fire broke out in Eagle Mountain on Sunday. Investigators are still trying to find the cause of that fire.
An 18-year-old drowned at Sand Hollow State Park over the weekend. He's been identified as Christian Jeffrey Fisher from Las Vegas. The park manager says he was swimming with friends in the dive park area, but he did not resurface. Wind-caused waves may have been a factor.
The Bucksalter County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a pair of missing 15-year-old twins. Police say Bell and Braden Fernalius had both disappeared last month, but on different days. A photo is available on our website, kslnewsradio.com. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Brigham City Police Department.
You know, while we've been hyper-focused on the price at the pump, I hadn't even noticed that oil prices are at their lowest levels in nearly 2 months. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says increased U.S. oil production and strong supplies may be helping drivers at the pump.
Keep in mind, U.S. oil production has remained above 13 million barrels. And so from that standpoint, what's happening in the Middle East and with the U.S. economy cooling, that's put some downward pressure on the price of oil.
The AAA says Utah's average price for a gallon of regular gas this morning, $3.85.
We can only hope it'll get better. Yeah. At the pump.
7:09, time for a look at the drive with traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Lots of places you could talk about, Andy.
Yeah, but the one that's been a consistent headache the whole morning is this northbound 15 at Bangor Highway. The exit ramp's still closed. We've still got the two right lanes of the freeway blocked. And the delays now stretch all the way back to SR-92 Timpanogos Highway. So now it's up to 25 to 30 minutes to get through that backup coming over Point of the Mountain, unfortunately. If you're getting on the freeway at Bangor, or really anywhere north of that, I-15 is at the speed limit the rest of the way into Salt Lake City. Starting to see some Bangor slowdowns now, though, in Taylorsville, 4700 Southland.
We're looking at southbound I-15 in Clearfield, a crash at Center Street, taking the right lane, and you've got some slowing in there as you make your way toward SR-193. And further south of here, southbound I-15, Kaysville to Farmington is slow with a lake of water in between. Also, I-84 showing a patch of slowing either direction between Mountain Green and I-84. And up further up there, Sardine Canyon, you've got some slow driving with winter conditions up there between Manaway and Wellsville. Jason?
Traction devices remain required for semis in Parley's Canyon this morning. It is a little snowy and icy up there, although the roads seem to be fairly clear. However, you're definitely going to need those traction devices. And it's a little bit slow in both directions making your way through Parley's Canyon. Otherwise, down in Utah County, though, things still looking really good. Roads are a little bit drier than they were earlier. And in fact, the only real crowding that we've got going on right now is northbound on Redwood Road, approaching 2100 North in Lehigh. Celebrate spring in a clean home. Call ZeroRes and get one room clean starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast. We've got rain, snow, showers at 7 a.m. and temperatures in the mid-30s. A cold and wet start to the day. Into the lunch hour, we've got temps in the mid-40s, showers diminishing, and by afternoon, a high of 55 with mostly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 25 degrees in Summit County up in Park City this morning, and right now in Salt Lake, 37 degrees.
Of course, we're reporting this morning on the loss of that Santaquin officer who was hit by a semi-truck and killed. It appears purposely hit by that semi-truck. We'll be talking with the retired Deputy Chief of Police, Chris Bertram, in just a moment about how this impacts the whole police community. More on that just ahead on KSL.
The future of Abravanel Hall is unclear as downtown Salt Lake City prepares to undergo some major changes. The plans for the Sports and Entertainment District downtown fails to include plans for the Symphony Hall. The CEO says they held a meeting with the governor, city, and county mayor, and they all recognize the importance of the hall and will evaluate how it falls into the future sports district.
The federal government is setting aside $400 million to help places of worship with security. The money comes as tensions in the Israel-Hamas war escalate and threats against Jewish and Muslim communities continue. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the money could be used to hire security or install cameras.
NASA's getting ready for a first tonight. It will try to launch Boeing's Starliner spacecraft with humans on board for the first time.
Today, Boeing tries its design, which is like a modern-day version of the Apollo Command module with two astronauts on board who will dock at the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space in 1986, tells me even he gets butterflies on launch days.
We're not going to launch it unless we think it's safe. But in spaceflight, there's always a risk, and that's why it's white-knuckle time.
If all goes according to plan, the astronauts will return in about 2 weeks with a parachute landing. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Vail Resorts and the Ski Patrol Union are struggling to reach an agreement after their contract expired last week. Both sides hope to reach an agreement before the start of the 2024-25 season. Summer activities are not expected to be impacted by the contract expiring.
The unofficial start of the summer movie season is underway, but the numbers haven't been great.
The summer movie season stumbled a bit coming out of the gate.
I'm just a stunt guy!
The Fall Guy came in below expectations, grossing only $28 million in its opening weekend. With the exception of two COVID years, this is the first non-superhero film to kick off the summer in almost two decades. The Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt action comedy still has a lot of ground to go to cover its hefty $130 million budget.
No offense.
I mean, some taking.
In the number two spot, we have the 25th anniversary re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hi.
This infamous prequel got a bump from Star Wars Day on May the 4th, which fell on Saturday. This is the second weekend in a row that saw a decades-old science fiction film make it into the top 10. I'm Kevin Carr.
Was it busy when you were there over the weekend?
We went to see Episode One. I know I'm not in the majority, but I love Jar Jar Binks. I love you. I just love Jar Jar.
I'm not really sure why there was such pushback on that character because
I
like it too.
Yeah.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Madonna closed out her tour with a record-breaking number of fans. This is crazy. She held a free concert. Oh, well, that may have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
In Rio de Janeiro with 1.6 million fans.
Wow.
At one show. That's the record for the largest audience ever for a standalone concert. The last artist to hold the record was the Rolling Stones with 1.2 million fans.
Where in the world do you hold a concert that you could have that many?
I don't know. And I swear on the way in this morning, they were saying it was on a beach somewhere.
Oh, wow. So maybe it's like, maybe there's like a slope above it so people could go. I don't know. Well, today is the Met Gala. The Metropolitan Museum of Art will soon turn into a palooza of A-list celebrities from film, fashion, music, sports, politics, and social media. The gala pays for the Met's Costume Institute, raising about $22 million last year. The theme this year is the Garden of Time. It's tied to the museum's spring exhibition opening Friday.
No, there you go. Now you know. KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the city of Santaquin is reeling this morning after one of their local police officers was hit and killed by a semi-truck yesterday. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, we are also hearing from the brother of the Santaquin officer who was killed. He says his brother loved being an officer and serving other people.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 traffic is backed up from Lehigh to Draper because of a semi-cleanup of a semi-fire that happened overnight. Still have the two right lanes of the freeway blocked at Bangor Highway. Super snowy and slick on I-80, especially over Parley Summit. And then two big southbound backups, one in Clearfield and one from Kaysville to Farmington on I-15 in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain, snow, showers this morning, then a bit of a break. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now we do have rain and 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
We got word this morning that the talks between Israel and Hamas had broken down over the weekend. What does it mean for any hopes of a ceasefire there? Let's find out from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A weather warning as NOAA's Storm Prediction Center has issued its highest severe weather risk possible for multiple long-track tornadoes this afternoon and into this evening for central Oklahoma and southern Kansas. It's the first high-risk warning in Oklahoma in 5 years. Severe storms are possible for a wide swath of the plains from North Texas to South Dakota today. Heavy rains, meanwhile, triggered flooding in East Texas, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
It puts the fear of God in you.
Parts of southeast Texas received 2 feet of rain in just a matter of days. The area from Beaumont to College Station seeing 800% of its normal rainfall.
It's a kick in the knee.
More than 200 people have been rescued so far in Harris County outside of Houston.
Flooding blamed for one death, a 4-year-old boy swept from a car on a road south of Fort Worth. Hopes are fading for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as the Israeli military tells civilians to leave the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected offensive. Meanwhile, as pro-Palestinian protests continue at U.S. colleges, Columbia University in New York has just announced it will not have a university-wide commencement this year. ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles says some schools are trying to regain control.
In some places, police cracking down.
Free Palestine!
At USC in Los Angeles, law enforcement called in to dismantle an illegal pro-Palestinian encampment Sunday, saying it was spiraling in a dangerous direction. No arrests were made.
Former President Trump back in court today for the third week of his criminal hush money trial. ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington has more on a new poll.
The ABC News Ipsos poll points to generational differences in a key Democratic constituency. Among black voters younger than 50, Donald Trump now has 20% support. That's 4 times the level of support Trump has among black voters older than 50.
You're listening to ABC News.
The Santaquin community is mourning the loss of an officer after he was hit and killed early yesterday morning.
Retired Deputy Chief with the Unified Police Department, Chris Bertram, joins us live. How does this affect the whole police community, Chris?
These are devastating. This is such a tragic event in that, you know, with just within the Santaquin Police Department, but also within the Utah County Police Departments, and then you know, kind of rolling out statewide. These events, thank goodness, don't happen often. However, it's heartbreaking and tragic.
And the officers and their families always know the risks every day when they leave the house. But when it appears now that it was an intentional act, I just think it makes it worse.
You know, all these events are bad. However, in this case, you know, he's out going out. You know, we do the job day to day. Things normally work out well. And in this time, it didn't. And I think about what he was trying to do at that time. You know, he's out trying to just make the community safer. And somebody intentionally, you know, commits this act. And it's heartbreaking to me. I hate to see this happen anywhere in the nation, but especially here in Utah.
You know, we feel it just as citizens, Chris. We feel this ache after the loss of an officer.
I understand that. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we like our officers. I think down in Utah County, they really like their officers. in smaller communities, they're a part of the community. And you know, these are people that may live next to you. They you may see them in the shopping, you know, store or out and about, and they just become entrenched in the community. And the fact that this individual was a supervisor down there, he'd been there for a period of time, it makes it even worse. Because as you said, Amanda, you know, this doesn't just affect that community, it affects everybody here in the state of Utah.
Having gone through this before in your career, Chris, can you explain what the support of the unit itself down there means to the family?
You know, this is one thing that I think we've done very well in Utah, and we've gotten better over the years. We passed legislation that takes care of families well, not only locally, but nationally. It's one of those things that within, you know, the law enforcement community, whether you knew this individual or you had nothing, you know, you'd never ran across him in your career, his family is now a part of a larger family forever. And I lost my nephew recently who was with LAPD, and it was amazing that LAPD has made it clear to our family that whatever we need forever, you know, we're always there. And I think the same thing goes for, you know, the people that we, you know, unfortunately, those officers and their families, when we lose them here in Utah, they are connected forever. We always have them on our minds.
Chris, I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your nephew. That's awful. I'm so sorry.
No, I appreciate that. He, you know, young police officer, you know, living his dream. And, you know, it was unfortunate. Got a rare cancer. However, you know, man, he had fun until that happened.
Mm. Chris, thank you for your time this morning. Tough day. Retired Deputy Chief with the Unified Police Department, Chris Bertram. They're helping us out on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
We have emergency traffic this morning brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Where do we start, Andy?
Well, we'll start with the big delay from Lehigh to Draper because of a semi that caught fire early this morning. They still have two right lanes of the freeway and the Bangor exit ramp blocked. Traffic backed up now past SR-92, almost to 2100 North Lehigh. Len?
Still got a couple of slow spots in Davis County. That one is in Clearfield as you make your way southbound from Clinton down to SR-193. And then again, in a pool of water from Kaysville down to Farmington. Jason?
And Parley's remain slow in both directions due to the snow on the roads. Northbound Redwood Road is bunched up as you approach 2100 North in Lehigh. Save $70 instantly on Cooper Tires now through May 12th at your locally owned and operated Big O Tires. Plus, come in for all your service needs. Big O Tires, the team you trust. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out cold and wet, 55 today with a chance for showers, especially in the morning when we could see a couple of snow showers mix in. 48 for your Tuesday, we've got rain showers possible. Mostly cloudy, 51 on your Wednesday, going to Thursday, 62, rebounding to 68 on Friday, mostly sunny skies. Saturday, 72 sunny skies with high pressure building in on Sunday, 75. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Temperatures up a notch, 38 degrees now in Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
The Dow futures are headed back up close to 39,000. We'll take a look at Money News just ahead on KSL.